Hope everybody had a great holiday, a great Christmas holiday, a great Hanukkah, if you're celebrating that as well. Some of you are probably out listening to us already returning your gifts. Are you a big rejecter of gifts, Aaron?
No. Even if I really didn't like what someone got me, I would never return a gift. I would feel bad about it.
Would you re-gift a gift?
No, I think that's worse.
You think re-gifting a gift is worse?
I think it's easier to be traced back to you.
Yes, that's probably. Oh, that's definitely true.
And then I'd feel really bad if the person knew. Yeah, no, that would stink.
I have a hard time rejecting a gift. Also,
yeah,
the only time I really could ever do it, for the most part, is if I already have it.
Yeah, I'm also not picky at all about gifts, so I rarely get gifts that I would consider bad.
What was your best gift
this year?
Yeah,
I got a lot of good ones. I love the 101.3 sweatshirt, although I already lost it. I need to find it.
Lost the sweatshirt I gave you.
That's good. What I was saying earlier. I'm not organized. I lose everything. I will find it, though.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It's a priority.
I'm glad.
I got AirPods, which is nice, because now I have two sets of Bluetooth headphones.
Okay, so AirPods are the Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, they basically look like headphones that come with an iPod or an iPad or an iPhone, but
yeah,
they don't have the straps to them, that, you know, the cord.
Yeah.
I got to say, I don't know if this is me all of a sudden being 30 and not being fun anymore. I don't get the appeal of those.
So there wasn't really one. I would have agreed with you too until they made the charging port and the headphone port the same. And now you have to choose. Like, I like listening to stuff. I need the noise. I also like using my phone a lot, so my phone's always low battery. So I can now charge and listen to things at the same time, which you can't do without a special splitting adapter or having Bluetooth headphones.
Okay, so somebody tell me, 802-655-6672, you have all likely seen people with these AirPods. They're wearing headphones, but there's no cord attached to them. They're essentially wireless small headphones that go in your ear. I don't get the appeal of it. One, how have you not lost this yet? It's so tiny that I feel like I would lose these instantly. Two, it feels rather pompous, to be honest with you. I'll walk through an airport and I'll see every single person is wearing these things. And I'm like, are they actually listening to the thing, or they just not want to be around people? And it's just a way to divert attention and make it look like they're busier than they are. And three, I just don't get the point. What is the problem with the corded headphones?
There wasn't one until you couldn't charge and listen to things at the same time. That's when it became a problem, at least for me, that I, does my jacket have mittens attached to it?
I don't get that. But see, that's why you screen the text before you read it.
Sorry. I got distracted. So I would agree with you. I actually preferred the corded headphones because they're harder to lose, although them catching on things is really annoying too. But now that you have to choose between charging and listening when you have the corded headphones, that's what makes the Bluetooth nice. Is now if my phone was charging right now, I could still throw my headphones on and listen to something.
Why do I have to... 802-655-6672. I don't get what you're... I want to listen. Why do I have to... Why do I have to choose? If I want to listen to headphones, if I want to listen to music on my phone or a podcast on my phone, I'll plug my headphones into the headphone port and I will charge also in the charging port. You make it sound like I have to do one or the other, and that's not the case when I have corded headphones. So I'm not getting that at all. So that I don't get it. 802-655-6672. We got a phone call about this debate.
Yes, we actually got our good friend Alec Wolf on the line.
Okay, our buddy Alec, who was a former intern here, now is crushing it over at Linden State. Alec, how are you? Happy holidays.
Hey, same to you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, I appreciate it. We're doing well. Do you have a take on the AirBud or AirPod headphones?
Yeah, so I actually have, I've gone through like two pairs of them.
Because you've lost them.
They have the rechargeable case. Now, the rechargeable cases that you get on them, you can put those in your pocket and keep the AirPods in your case, but there's still the matter of you losing the case. And those don't really like to stay in your ears a lot. And so I've lost them really easily because I just like to set them down on my nightstand, and I tend to move things around a lot. And when that happens, then that's when things get lost. So I don't really prefer the AirPods. I like to go with the, if you guys know what I mean, the headphones that are, they're Bluetooth, so, but they have the wires attached to them.
Yes, that sounds better.
Yeah.
So, Alec, we appreciate it. Happy New Year.
The one thing I will say, oh, is he still there?
No.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Alec.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Thanks.
I forgot to let him say goodbye. I'm making rookie mistakes today. The thing is, the case actually has a function where if you go in your phone, there's a setting to do like find my phone, but for your AirPods, yeah. If you lose them, which that's kind of nice. So you were saying you don't get why you had to choose between charging and listening to music. What was your...
Newer phones... Okay, I guess newer phones don't have a headphone.
That's what I was saying.
So I have a dinosaur phone is what you're telling me.
It's only the last couple. Lots of people have many generations back. I happened to never have had an iPhone until last year. So when I got one, it was one of the newer ones. You have to choose because there's the one port and it works for both headphones and charging. So if you only have that one port,
that makes more sense then. So I didn't know that newer iPhones don't have a headphone port.
Right.
Or a separate headphone port. Don't you think that people walking around in just AirPods, don't you think that's a bit of an arrogant look though?
I know there are lots of young people who that when they were first really big, that was the whole point of owning them, was to be like, look, I have AirPods.
Yeah.
They're expensive. They're Apple brand, so they're cool.
See, and the headphone thing is crazy because it's gone in phases. It used to be, now Aaron, you're too young for this, but it used to be that there were the headphones that went behind your ear. Like they were thinner, but they went behind your head. So they weren't over the top of your head anymore. So like the stereotypical headphones were like what Steve Bartman wore in the, with the foul ball and the Cubs. They were the dorky ones that went over your head. Then they were the ones that kind of looked like that, but they went around your head so that the part that used to go over the top of your head was now behind your head. Those were cool for a while. Then it went to getting just the giant headphones where the buds part covered your entire ear and were huge and they looked like earmuffs. Then there were the Beats by Dre craze, and now we're going back to as little headphones as possible with no cord to them. So the headphone craze is always going back and forth, but I think the AirPods are an arrogant look. I think I would lose them. In fact, I know I would lose them. And three, I can't work out in them because tell me that if you try to work out in them, they're going to get very sweaty and they're going to fall out and that's going to cause me to lose them.
Yes, that's why I like my other Bluetooth headphones. Have you seen the commercials for JLab lately? Like they'll have Giannis dribbling around in them.
Yes.
Those seal into your ears really well. I've played basketball or shot around in those, and they don't come out.
Also, when you have small earbuds, like the ones that would come with iPhones or whatever, and you put them in your... They fall out easily, so when you really wedge them in, they hurt your ear.
Yeah, I found that these have held well so far, but you like especially with the ones with like the soft top, I always change to the biggest one possible.
Yeah, and so you can also answer the phone on these AirPods, right? Like you can talk on the phone and it acts as a microphone also?
Yes, yep, you can do that, which is nice.
And so do you need to be holding your phone to do that, or can my phone be in my pocket while I talk to you?
The funny thing is, I don't know, so I've been just playing it safe and holding it close, which I'm not a huge fan of. I prefer to the ear. You have to go in and turn that off every time you get a call, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Okay, so I guess this is me all of a sudden becoming old at 30. No,
there's pros and cons to it. If you have one of the newer phones, I think the pros outweigh the cons, at least for me. But if you have a phone where you can choose to put in corded headphones, I think corded headphones are just fine.
There were also things, there was also a time where I knew people who thought it was just cool to wear headphones, but they weren't actually listening to anything.
That's stupid.
So there were people walking around with just a cord in their pocket attached to nothing just because it would look cool that they had headphones on.
I'm not a fan of that. No.